This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I'm Ainsley Earhart.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Katie Pavlich, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. I'm John Saucier. The governor of Texas isn't the only one flying migrants from the border to other places in the United States. We're learning that the White House has also been helping those who just crossed the border jump on a flight. We're also hearing about where they're going and how the numbers of those taking advantage of this program are growing in a big way.
This program allows up to 30,000 migrants per month to enter the United States on this parole program. And the White House says there is no limit in sight on just how many migrants may end up flying into the United States under the radar, according to its critics.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Wouldn't you like to jump on a plane to, say, Miami right now? You aren't the only one. Thousands of migrants feel the same way, and they're doing just that. A federal program is allowing migrants from certain countries to enter the United States and then get on a flight hoping for a better life. Now the governor of Florida, who famously flew migrants to Martha's Vineyard, is speaking out about it.
This is all under the Biden administration's CHNV program, which stands for Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela.
Our guest today is Fox News national correspondent Matt Finn, reporting from El Paso, Texas.
That program allows migrants from those countries to basically bypass the traditional immigration process and get on a commercial flight here into the United States. Now, this program is no secret. We have covered it before, but there are some new numbers that have been crunched that show 184,000 migrants from those countries flew into Miami last fiscal year alone. Now, you may ask what that means or why those numbers are important. That's 184,000 compared to just 1,500 in the previous fiscal year, 2022. So a pretty explosive growth. The interesting thing here is it seems as if the Biden's program, this parole program, has perhaps energized or prompted that swell of migrants coming from those states. Thousands more reportedly flew into other states like Texas, where I am, and California. Now today, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis calling out the Biden administration, saying he is going to fight the program. He calls it secret. He says that the Biden administration is quietly and covertly flying in all these migrants into his state without informing him at all, making it nearly impossible to track those migrants. Now, in a statement to Fox, the White House denies DeSantis' claim of secrecy, saying that this is actually a lawful parole program that cuts out human smuggling and eliminates people who want to take advantage of these migrants and instead allows these migrants to get on a plane to the United States. And the White House says the allegation that the program is secret is laughably false. Now, more interesting numbers for you. This program allows up to 30,000 migrants per month to enter the United States on this parole program. And the White House says there is no limit in sight on just how many migrants may end up flying into the United States under the radar, according to its critics. Now, the White House also points to the fact that this program is, you know, publicly detailed on its website or on the federal government's website. And any of these applicants from these countries have to go through pretty substantial security and background checks. And they also must be sponsored by a United States citizen who is willing to also finance their expenses up front, which means potentially paying for a pretty expensive airline ticket.
Well, Matt, if this program was no secret, why is all of a sudden it's coming to light here and we're talking about it more? Is it because of the number of migrants? Is it because the governor of Florida has suddenly put a spotlight on it? If it's already been going on, why are we just now paying attention to it?
Yeah, and that's the great question, the million-dollar question. It is largely because of the numbers that we're now seeing, that staggering increase, 184,000 in a single fiscal year last year. That's an increase from just 1,500 the previous fiscal year. So there are reports indicating that that is largely because of this program. But today, Governor DeSantis publicly said that he's going to fight this program. There is actually a lawsuit pending from the state of Florida. And there's also a group of Republicans in the House who are demanding President Biden end this program because the figures are so staggering. John.
Yeah, absolutely. Matt Finn reporting from El Paso, Texas. Matt, you talked about some of the countries that these migrants were coming from in this program, getting these flights to Miami and other places. You also talked about the requirements. They need to have a sponsor. They need to have people pay for it. But do you know anything about who these people are? Are these women and children? Are these young men? We've seen a number of young single men crossing the border. Who are these people on these flights? Do you know?
Well, I'm down in El Paso, and we do see a lot of family units, and we see a ton of single adults. The government website does not necessarily detail exactly who gets accepted, but you know there's a lot of information detailing the fact that anyone who is paroled into the United States, you know, has to go through a criminal background check, a lot of different security checks. So they're claiming that these are people with goodwill. I'm not entirely sure if it's mostly family units, if it's women and children, or single adults.
It's interesting the reaction also, Matt, from Governor Ron DeSantis. There was a pretty high profile case of the state of Florida flying migrants to Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. Of course, that's where former President Obama has a home. That whole thing has been caught up in the federal courts as well. But now DeSantis is not so happy about these migrants being flown into his state under his nose, as you put it there. Can you give me a little bit more on the governor's reaction? What does he expect to do about this?
Well, first of all, he says it is illegal. He says it's unconstitutional. And he said, look, I am aware of this program. The problem is they're not giving us a heads up at all. So Florida has joined, I think, at least five separate lawsuits. They have one that they claim is moving along right now, fighting the constitutionality of this program. And Governor DeSantis says that the Biden administration is not giving them any heads up whatsoever. And John, to your point, the irony is not lost on a lot of people that where I am, Governor Abbott, Governor DeSantis has flown migrants out of their states. And now here, you know, DeSantis is trying to fight the Biden administration from flying, you know, potentially hundreds of thousands of migrants into his state. And I will say here in El Paso, another piece of irony is that over the past couple of days at the international airport here, our crews have interacted with some migrants who are basically on the ground, living, camping out inside of the airport here, and they tell us they're trying to fly to other destinations like Orlando and like Chicago in the United States. Meanwhile, at the same time, you know, some other migrants are being flown into the United States. So this whole program, which the United States is or the White House says is a humanitarian pathway, really makes it very easy for a lot of these migrants to get on a commercial flight. Meanwhile, here I am in El Paso, and you have people crawling through wire barrier and sleeping on an airport floor trying to get to on their flight in the United States. So the dichotomy and the difference between the two is actually quite ironic.
The migrant influx along our southern border is still very much a thing and still very much a problem for this country as we learn more about a federal program flying migrants from the border to other places like Florida. We're also learning more about what the state of Texas is doing to try and get migrants to use ports of entry instead of just entering the country wherever they want unchecked. Fox News correspondent Matt Finn joins us today from the border in El Paso, Texas, with a first-hand look at the situation there. Stick around for more of what he's seeing coming up next. Matt, some of the imagery you're talking about there, the razor wire, people crawling across the border, sleeping on the floor of airports trying to get somewhere. Can you just give me a little bit more about the scene in El Paso and what it's like there with this migrant surge going on right now?
Yeah, actually, John, there's a very notable thing happening here in El Paso. So for months now, we've been reporting on Texas Governor Greg Abbott's razor wire barrier, or basically what's being referred to as his wire wall, in Eagle Pass in Shelby Park. We have seen firsthand how that new wire barrier is working. It is deterring migrants. I mean, they basically cannot get through it. Most of them are not even trying. So now Texas Governor Abbott is replicating the system that has worked for him over in Eagle Pass here in El Paso, but it's on a much grander scale. We actually had exclusive up close access and watched as the Texas Military Department is installing row after row, mile after mile of fresh razor wire fence or concertina wire fence here in El Paso. And, you know, people on Twitter and people in the public say, oh, wow, just a wire fence. But, you know, that really is a very strong deterrent because most family units, most women and children don't want to climb through that thing. I mean, most level-headed adults don't want to get cut up and trapped in row after row of concertina wire. So what it does is it allows the authorities here and the Texas Military Department to keep an eye on anybody who even tries to approach the razor wire, tell them to turn around or direct them. And this has been key all along, direct them to the legal ports of entry, saying, hey, if you follow this razor wire barrier down, you know, half a mile, follow a mile, you will hit the area where you're supposed to go, which is the legal point of entry. So we're watching right now as the razor wire barrier is going up here in El Paso. We are watching it work. We have seen in real time migrants, you know, turn away because they see this and they're no longer being able to go through it. I've been covering the border for about 2 years now, John, and I have watched thousands and thousands of migrants prior to this wire fence just walk right into the United States. In fact, you know, the National Guard or a Border Patrol help them, usher them across the river into the United States. That is no more. They are not being helped across the river. And once, if they do get across the river, they're facing this new barrier, which is potentially life-threatening, and many of them are choosing not to risk their lives. John.
I think you bring up a very good point, because if you can get these migrants to try and cross illegal points of entry, it's a lot easier to vet these people and avoid those gotaways as well, which is like obviously been a big problem.
Yeah, the gotaways is arguably the biggest threat, because those are the people who do not surrender to authorities. Those are people who evade. So we technically may never know who they are or what their criminal background is. You know, if you're watching Fox News or listening to the podcast, you know, a lot of the migrants who are approaching cameras, approaching authorities are surrendering. They're saying, hey, I'm here to work, you know, run my background. Now, of course, the United States admits the biggest problem is that it doesn't have the background on many of these people. We see them ditch their IDs before they even get here. But in theory, at least those people are surrendering. The gotaways, I think, you know, we're averaging hundreds a day here in El Paso right now, you know, are escaped by night, and we may never see them. And, you know, there's been a lot of hits on the FBI terror watch list, and it's a real threat. You know, I don't know, you know, despite where you stand on politics, I don't know many people who want a completely open border where people are sneaking into the country by night and you never know who they are or where they end up, John.
Matt, just really quickly, I want to talk about what it's like for you. You said you've been at the border or reporting on the border for 2 years, various stories or whatnot. This is obviously a very difficult story for many reasons. You've got the humans who are coming from these countries looking for a better life. You've got the politics background, and then you've got the Americans involved here as well, Texas DPS and the National Guard. What is it like for you as a reporter being there and seeing how this has evolved over the past couple of years?
You know, John, first and foremost, I am a human, and it is very, very painful. It is devastating to watch other humans, especially mothers and fathers, carrying their children in their arms, on their backs, you know, trying to fight their way into the United States for a better life, because that is arguably the large portion of these migrants. They, you know, women have told me point blank they have been molested, assaulted, raped. Men say they're robbed every step of the way. The cartels are obviously exploiting the majority of these people. We know that. So it is so devastating, and it's one of those, I hate to say it, count your blessings that you live in the United States and perhaps your ancestors legally migrated here. You know, is there a solution, a permanent solution? I'll leave that up to the lawmakers, but it's devastating to watch this happen. On the flip side, you know, we do see these hits on the FBI terror watch list. We do see some of these migrants who have now committed murder. So there has to be law and order. There has to be a legal way to do this. It is in place, but it has not been followed for many years now.
Really good insight, firsthand insight, and we appreciate that. Matt Finn, Fox News national correspondent, reporting on the border from El Paso, Texas. Matt, always love when you join us here on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. from the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.